Zok the Mishnah Vayitam Masechtas Bava Basra, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Tes. Here are the things that are not included in the sale of a field. Avoloimacher, if you sell a field you did not sell, Loyasu Avonim She'einan Litzarcha, not the stones that are not prepared for use. By the way, we're talking about stones that aren't attached. Stones that are attached are included. So in the previous Mishnah we learned we have stones that are like used or prepared for the fence or to use like a grain weight to keep down the grain. Those stones are included in the sale. But stones that aren't prepared for that and they're not attached to the ground are not included in the sale. Zokta Mishalaita Valeya Sakonim, also not included in the sale, are the reed shebekerem she'einan litzarcha, reeds that are not set aside to be used, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, to be inserted into the ground and to hold up the vines. Grain that has already been disconnected, detached from the field is not included. Even though people would leave the grain after it's harvested, spread out in the field to dry, but once it's cut, it's not part of the field. However, if the seller said to the buyer, I am selling you the field and everything that is inside it, then all of these items are sold with the field. But that doesn't mean that everything is included. Benkach u benkach. Whether the seller did say everything that's inside it or not, loy macher, he did not sell, loy es mechitzas hakanin. Not a thicket of reeds that's in the field, shehu beis roiva, that is a beis roiva. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that if it's less than a beis roiva, this cluster of reeds is included in the sale. But if it's more than that, it's a separate thing. Loy es hashemeira, she asuya betit. A watchman's hut that was plastered in is not included in the sale. Being that it's plastered in, it's like a separate building. It's not part of the field. Nor a carob tree that is older and has already been grafted, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Nor a mature shikma tree. When the shikma tree became older and stronger, they would take off the branches. It was pruned. And that would cause more branches to grow in its place. These were strong branches that were used for boards. So both the cheruv and the shikma tree, when they were younger, they're not chashev enough to be considered separate, and they're included in the sale. Here they are chashev enough, and the mele, they're not included in the sale. A pit is not included. Gas is a wine press. Shoivach is the place where the doves live, like we explained earlier. Although they're all located in the field, they are not included. Bein chareven. Whether they're not being used now, ben yeshuvan, whether they are being used. The chiddush is, even if they're not being used, even right now it's abandoned, it's still important enough that it's not mamish part of the field. Now we go back to a shayla that we had in Mishnah Beis. Okay, these things aren't included. So I sold the field and I get to keep my shoivach, my gas, and so on. How do I get to it? Is it understood that I have rights to get to it, or do I have to purchase a path from the person I sold my field to in order to get to it? Zakta Mishnah, it's Sarach Lekach Leiderach. The seller has to buy himself a way, a path to get to the property. Divri Rabbi Akiva, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. And that's because Rabbi Akiva holds. The Batanura reminds us that Moicher be Ein Yafa Moicher. The Lamaisa, when you sell something, you sell it with a good eye, with a good heart. And we don't say, I meant to hold myself back away to it. The Chachamim say he doesn't have to buy a path to get to these things that aren't included in the sale. And that's because the Chachamim say Hamaicher be Ein Ruah Maicher. And therefore, when he sold the field, he meant to hold back access rights, like a little road to get to it. However, would be if he wrote, I am selling you the field, and beferish, he said, except for these items, the bar, the gas, the shaybach, are not included. They're anyway not included. Why did he have to write that? So by him writing it, we know he's holding back more for himself. And the mela, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha would be, she'ein lo tzarach lekach leiderach, he doesn't have to buy a path to get to it. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Machron liacher, someone sold one of these items. Let's say he sells, not the field, but he sells the pit or the mature tree to someone else, and he keeps the field for himself. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein litzarach lekach leiderach." The buyer who bought, let's say, the pit in the middle of the field or the tree, doesn't have to pay for a path to get to it. Because again, Rabbi Akiva says, Hamoicher be'en yafah moicher. So the seller, for sure, when he sold him the pit in the middle of his field, he also sold him a right to walk to it. The Chacham who hold Hamoicher be'en ra moicher, they say, no, I just sold you the pit. You want to get to the pit? Oh, you have to buy a separate path to it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. All of the halachas that we learned in this perek, we learned which is included in the sale, which is not included in the sale, and this machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, this all applies to buying or selling. Bamed varam amurim b'moich, in regard to someone who sells something. Avul b'noisein matana, but if we're talking about someone who's giving a gift, noisein eskulam, then everything we mentioned is included in the gift. If I'm selling you something, so we have to figure out what I meant to sell or not. If I'm giving you a gift, even important items, like the mature trees, are included. Someone gives a gift, he's doing it wholeheartedly. I mean, no one's forcing him to give a gift. Obviously, he's generous. He's giving the gift. And he's even more generous than a regular seller, according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds every seller is generous. Every meicher is ve'en yafen meicher. But that just means that he doesn't have to buy a path. There's still things that are not included. When you give a gift, you're giving everything away. Furthermore, says the Batanur, the Mishnah is also telling us, let's say someone gives away a bar or a tree, a mature tree as a gift. Automatically, that includes a road to the pit, and that's true even according to the Chacham. Although the Chachamim normally say, moicher be'ein ra moicher, and you have to buy your way to your pit, but by a gift it's different. And the Batanur has an interesting reason. You see, Chazal assess the human psychology in a way that it's impossible to understand, for a regular person to understand how deep our Chacham understood the way we think. If I'm buying a bar in your field, so I bought the bar. Now, if I want rights to get to the bar, I should have said, and please tell me you're also selling me the rights to get to the bar. If I didn't say it, so I didn't buy it. If I'm buying something, it doesn't bother me to say, excuse me, is this included or is it not included? It's a business deal. But if someone's giving me a gift, I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. He gave me the pit. You think I can ask him if that also means I have rights to walk through his field to get to his pit? Could be I'm embarrassed to ask for it. So the fact that I didn't ask for it isn't a raya that I'm not deserving of it. In a sale, if you didn't ask for it, you don't get it. But in a matona, could be I'm just embarrassed. That's why I'm not asking for it. Vayter zok to Mishnah. Ha'achin shecholku, if brothers divide an estate. A father was nifter and the brothers divide amongst themselves all the things that the father owned. Zachu basada, when the brothers get a field, zachu bakula. Included in that field are all the things that go along with the field. Even the bar, even the wine press, even the dove house. Because we understand when each brother says, I get the field, he means the whole field. Brothers dividing an estate is very sensitive. So when they make up, this brother gets it, all the other brothers say, okay, we have nothing to do with it. That part is all his. And that brother says, I want this to be all mine. Vayter says the Mishnah, Hamachzik benichse hager. If you have a ger that passed away without yarshim, the ger has children, then there is yarshim. We're talking about the ger does not have children that were born to him after he became a ger. So hechzik besada, one who makes a chazaka on the field, he's essentially acquiring it from hefker, hechzik bekulam, inquires the entire field, including these items, including the things that are normally not included in a sale. Vaitra's like the Mishnah, Hamagdish as a sod. If someone is Magdish a field, he donates it to Hegdish. Hegdish as Kulam. He gave everything along with the field itself, even the pits and the olive presses. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon and Reb Magdish as a sod. Someone's Magdish a field, we don't say that the things like the olive presses are included. Lehegdish el Sacharuv Hamurkavis Sadan Hashikma. The only thing that comes along with the Hegdish that wouldn't go along with a sale are the mature charuv trees, the carob trees, even though it was grafted, and the mature sycamore trees. Why? Because if you're magdish the field, and these trees are growing from the field, they're drawing their nourishment from the field that is hegdish. But the other things are not included, even in your magdish something, as I held Reb Shimon. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah, this last Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, that if someone sells a field, he did not sell the detached stones that aren't prepared for use in the field. The reeds and the kerem that aren't there to help support the vines, that aren't prepared for that. Tfuah that's disconnected from the ground, even though it's laying on the ground, piled up nicely to dry, but that's not included in the sale. However, if the seller of the field says, he v'chol ma'sha b'taycha, it's all sold. Either way, even if he did say, and whatever is in the field, certain things aren't included, like a thicket of reeds, that's a base roiva, or the watchman's hut, that's plastered into the ground, that's considered a separate structure. It's chashuv enough to be considered a separate structure, and it's not included in the field. The mature carob trees or shikama trees are considered separate things. A pit, a wine press, dove houses, whether they're empty, whether they were abandoned, or whether they're being used, they're considered separate. They're not included in the field. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if you want to get to your gas or shayvach that wasn't included in the field and you want to use it, you have to purchase a right or a path to get to it. Because Rabbi Akiva holds, when you sold it, you meant to sell the entire field. You didn't hold back a strip of land. The Chachamim say, no, the Chachamim say, Meicher be'ein ra Meicher. And if I sell my field and I know my shayvach is not included, that automatically means I never meant to sell the whole field. I left over for myself a way to get to it. Rabbi Akiva agrees if he says, Beferish, I'm selling you my field, but I'm not selling you the bar or the gas. Why is he adding this? He's holding back something more than the norm. And the mail it means he held back for himself a way to get to it, and he does not have to purchase a derech. If you sell the gas and the shayvach, you're keeping the field, but you're selling one of these things to someone else, so Rabbi Akiva, who holds, HaMeicher bi'ein yofa meicher, holds that the buyer of the gas and the shayvach does not have to purchase a road to it, because Mistam, says Rabbi Akiva, when I sold him the wine press, I also sold him a way to get to it that was automatically included. And the Chacham, who say, HaMeicher bi'ein ra meicher, would say, no, I sold you the wine press. That doesn't mean I gave you a right to walk through my field to get to it. For that, you have to pay separately. The Mishnah told us this is all by a sale, but if the field is being gifted, then you give everything away. So as the Batanura explained, there are two differences over here between a sale and a gift. First of all, by a sale, certain things like the wine press is not included. By a gift, it is. By a gift, you're obviously being more generous. Those things are included. Then, let's say I just sell the wine press, okay? I keep the field, I sell the wine press. Now the man wants to come to his wine press. I say, you have to pay for the rights to get to it. You want to walk through my field? You have to buy a path. Or rights to a path. So according to the Chachamim, that's true, because HaMeicher b'ein ra meicher. According to Rabbi Akiva, we say, no, when I sold him the wine press, I sold him the right to it. HaMeicher b'ein yafa meicher. But if it's a gift, hakol ma'idim, he does not have to buy a road to the wine press. Now, the reason for this is about Tanura, like we explained earlier, is that if it's a sale, the Chacham who hold, you have to buy a road to the wine press, have a tie on the person. You wanted the road, you should have said, is the road included or not? You didn't say it, so it's not included in the sale. And the Chacham hold HaMeicher b'ein ra meicher. But if it's a gift, we understand people are embarrassed. Someone's giving you a gift. You're going to say, can I have more? Oh, can I have a road to it? People are embarrassed to say it. So the fact that he didn't say it doesn't mean he didn't want it. But either way, that's the halacha. In a sale, we say certain things are not included. In a gift, everything is included. Brothers that divide an estate, the one who gets the field gets all the things in the field. If someone's machzik v'nichzei ager, when he's machzik on the field, he gets all the things in the field. If you're magdish a field, you're magdish the entire field, everything that's in the field. Rav Shimon says, no, you just magdish the field, not everything that's in the field. The only thing that is included with hegdish, that wouldn't be included in a sale, are the mature charuv and shikma trees, because they're trees that are drawing their nourishment from the ground.